Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. It's a shorter version, but it's a version of the Eternal Bum Podcast, hosted by a good friend of mine out there in Oakland, California, Bruce Kessinger, a newcomer here, Ralph Williams in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, yours truly, Mark Mancini in Los Angeles, where it looks like Seattle, 347-205-9631. This show goes by quick. Catch the archive version on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports Podcast Platforms, wherever you subscribe to podcasts, powered now by Mancini Media. So without further ado, let me lay the red carpet down first to Bruce. How are you, and how can people get a hold of you?
Yeah, you can get a hold of me at holyroller91978@gmail.com or on Facebook. And I shall kick it over to the Igor, to my Dr. Frankenstein, the one who helps make this show, makes this show, me say, this show is alive. That is Ralph Williams, and he is about to
give
you folks out there his information.
Thanks, Bruce. RalphWilliams737@gmail.com. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, Wimkin, and LinkedIn. You can also find me on Twitch, and also check out my YouTube channel, Ralph Williams, and I have several shows on there that you could check out, archive versions, too, with myself and Smokin' Jim Frazier. And I also would like you to please subscribe. I need 11 more to make 100.
Well, and not only that, you know, you bring up an interesting point, Bruce, as you give it over to your sidekick, Ralph, there, as he has been picking up steam, getting a lot of notice out of the Tampa show there on Wednesday, and now coming into his Thursday show and then being a part of this one in Oakland on Friday as he gets dragged into a Saturday one. So he's the name is getting out there. He's not Pittsburgh's forgotten son anymore. Are you, Ralph?
No, I'm not, and real soon here, I'm looking at possibly going on the radio here in Pittsburgh. So Pittsburgh's forgotten son is going to be buried.
Yeah, exactly, as we start to move on that thing. So, Bruce, where do you want to go with this? There's a lot of issues with bums. I'm going to get to some of these questions, try to get these guys to the forefront on them. Tell me where you want to go. It's your show, so we'll lay the red carpet down for you.
Okay. There's so many bums out there, you know. I was going to have a little spiel about how I want to make this sort of a generational show where you can have younger people sit there and talk about their present bum. But as you well know, sports, you know, teams are passed down from generation to generation. So I'm going to use my example as a child growing up here in the East Bay, Oakland Raiders. Yeah, you know, they talk about their quarterbacks. We had the Mad Bomber LaMonica, the Snake Stabler, Jim Plunkett, the glory days. But, you know, people like, there's a bit of propaganda out there, the Raiders' commitment to excellence, blah, blah, blah. What happened between Jim Plunkett and Rich Gannon? A lot of those kids out there don't know. Andrew Walter, Ricky Schroeder, I mean, Jay Schroeder, Rusty Hilger, Aaron Brooks, Hostetler wasn't that bad, but there's the names that come out there that nobody knows about. So you're sitting there at the dinner table with your family, and you're complaining about something, and it goes back to the glory days, whitewashing feeble history, and you say, well, Dad, I was listening to this show, and they mentioned these names. You're going to have two schools of thought here. Dad's going to go, oh, God, those guys. Or you're going to get the dedicated fan. Where'd you hear those guys, about these guys? Well, I was listening to the Eternal Bum. Yeah? Where do we find these guys? On the air. Well, go to your room. Computer privilege is taken away. Don't mention those names in my house anymore. And, but you, the youngster there, the rebel that you are, is not going to take lies for an answer. So know that in your heart of hearts that the Eternal Bum is the truth. The propaganda will not stand. And listen to the show and have a laugh, because every team has not been good forever, and there has been a bum between Terry Bradshaw and Ben Roethlisberger, and I consider Neil O'Donnell one of them. So always question the authorities on this. I know they're your family and stuff, but come on, man. You got to know everything. I'm a historian. So anyway, that being opened up, bum of your choice, Ralph?
Well, I've got actually a father and son bum, Buddy and Rex Ryan.
Oh,
they
I kind of
coaches and did nothing.
Yeah, mediocre. I mean, Buddy Ryan got you to the playoffs on occasionally, and Billy, he was more of a defensive coordinator. Rex had his moments, but I'm not going to put them in the pantheon of great coaching at all.
Exactly.
And yeah, and they got a lot of hype coming in too.
Oh,
so
they
that's
did.
Another thing.
Yes,
hype,
absolutely.
Hype can make or break somebody. Well, I don't know about that, but you know, it's like nothing. You know, nothing really, really came of it. And yeah, what can I say? Not bad. Not bad. You know, people
I'll
don't think
you,
of it. Most people don't think
I'll
of them like
one.
That.
I'll give you another one. Ray Rhodes.
Yes, indeed. Ray Rhodes. Ray Rhodes, indeed.
He was the bum of a head coach.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's keep going. And then you have anything that fell off the Belichick tree.
Yeah,
Matt
Patricia. He's been a bum.
Yep, and it looks like somebody's going to give him a job, and I don't understand why.
Yeah, I was going to talk about that today. It looks like Sean Payton's going to give him a job.
I don't even know how he got switched from defensive to offensive in New England last year.
I don't either.
What was
I don't
that
either.
About?
Who knows? I mean, but now they got Bill O'Brien back, so they don't have to worry about that anymore. So.
No, man. Well, Bill O'Brien, I won't discuss his silly tenure in Houston.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, his tenure was horrible. Now, remember last show 2 weeks ago, Bruce, we couldn't remember who the Temple head coach was that was a bum. Ron Dickerson. That's the one. He was the bum. Ron Dickerson. Coach at Temple.
This is where Pennsylvania is going to beat California out. I don't remember him. I just remember Temple head coach, who was pretty good, John Chaney?
Oh, the Temple basketball coach, Ron Dickerson coached football.
Oh, yeah. Well, all I know about Temple is they run.
Yeah, well,
I can't think of a Temple quarterback that's been in the NFL.
Temple's had some good coaches, too, Bruce Arians. And not only Bruce Arians, but Al Golden. Was a good coach at Temple.
Okay.
So, yeah, he coached under Joe Paterno, coached down in Miami for a little bit, and he was at Temple first. He had Temple going pretty good. They were in bowl games every year.
All right. I've been trying to follow it, but is Indy hired a coach yet, the Colts?
Yes, they have. They hired Shane Steichen from Philly.
Okay. They're plundering the ranks.
Yeah.
Interesting. Now, with the Sean Payton situation, go ahead.
I don't think, Bruce, and this is my opinion, and we have 134 people listening right now, which is great. It's a great way to start off. But I don't think either one of them coordinators from Philly are going to do any good as head coaches because they screwed up the Super Bowl. I don't see them doing any good as head coaches unless they get the right kind of people around them, and I don't know who's all out there.
All right. Interesting. I mean, I was surprised that Sean Payton took Denver, but I shouldn't be. I don't think he would, when he was the Saints, he got Drew Brees after 3 years, right?
Right.
A decent veteran, got to the playoffs, and they worked real well together. I don't see this happening. Wilson's had more years in the NFL than Brees when he got Brees in New Orleans. The rest of the team is not that fantastic. But then again, he's obviously going to get paid, and first time Walmart's ever paid anybody more than they're worth. I don't see him converting this into something. It'll certainly, they might surpass the Raiders, I don't see them surpassing the other teams. I mean, Wilson had just a plain awful year. Can I blame that on Nathaniel Hackett entirely? No. I mean, he wasn't good. But is Peyton so good that he can transform that team into even getting into a playoff this year? I say no.
Okay, here we go, Bruce. We have Joey from Bucks County, PA. Says, the Houston Texans are the external bum team. I like this show a lot. Bruce has some questions he needs to read.
Okay. Let's see.
What do you think of Joey?
I have one. Dodger. Of course, it's a West Coast person. Talking about Mike Marshall being a bum. Yes, he was.
Yeah.
But he did go out with the lead. He did go out with the lead singer of the Go-Go's.
Hey, Belinda Carlisle. Yeah.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
So there's Mike Marshall's claim to fame. And you know, there was the other Mike. Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, Bruce, her lips were not sealed either.
No. And also, he was. There was another Mike Marshall that pitched for the Dodgers who was not a bum.
Oh, yeah.
The relief pitcher came from
few.
Montreal. Yeah, no. Yeah, good bum. Thank you, Ann from Huntington Beach, for that little gem there.
And thanks,
so,
Joey, about the Houston Texans.
The Houston Texans. I was going to say, it's too young a franchise for them, me to say bum right now. They have made the playoffs. They've also made some real, real bad decisions. I'm not ready to call a team that young bum yet.
You know, they've had some
okay coaches. The Cleveland Browns have extended bummed them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Cleveland Browns definitely a bums. Oh, yeah. They can't find their way out of a paper bag.
It's only going to get worse. I don't think Deshaun Watson, even let's forget his, how should we say, extracurricular activities.
Exactly.
I see him as a decent quarterback, certainly not that contract.
No,
now,
not at all.
He's got weapons. He's got weapons there in Cleveland. Chubb, Amari Cooper's a fine receiver. Rumor has it that maybe DeAndre Hopkins goes back there. But I'm not worth the money or the headache.
No, not at all, Bruce. He's, Cleveland, and I thought with Kevin Stefanski, they might do something. And then what happened was it got to Kevin Stefanski's head when the so-called experts continued to say, remember the first year he took over, and then they almost made it to the playoffs. So they said, well, you know what, next year I think Cleveland's going to the Super Bowl. So what happened was Stefanski started getting this real big stuck-up attitude, Bruce, that, Cleveland was going to be in the Super Bowl, and I think that was their downfall there. And on top of that, infighting between coaches, Alex Van Pelt, their offensive coordinator, Pitt quarterback, he's their offensive coordinator. It got so bad between him and Stefanski that he was asking Pat Narduzzi of Pitt when he was in town for the game against the Steelers a few years back as to whether or not he can come back as offensive coordinator.
Yeah, and another thing, on kind of an aside, you're in the locker room there, right? This guy paid off all these women. So,
right.
Chances are he was guilty. It's like, the locker room means a lot. And, the camaraderie.
Does.
And I'm thinking if I'm another Cleveland player, it's like, why do we have this creep? Am I going to go out to a restaurant with this guy? Do I want to be seen with this guy? Because not everybody does what he did. And I'm a believer in the chemistry. And it certainly when he came back, he was rusty. Is he going to get better? It's just ignorant ownership to even do that. You got to think of everything, not just, whether he's got quote-unquote talent. His teammates got to like him. And there's
yeah, that was.
I don't even think Kevin Stefanski can cure that, not a coach. It was too well publicized.
Yeah, it was. That was one of the worst moves in the world, was to bring him in as quarterback, Bruce, because of his personal things. Nick from Clearwater, Florida says Rodney Pete was a bum, and Craig Ironhead Hayward.
Oh, man, it's hard for me to go out because he died too young. That's Hayward. And I loved his Zest commercial. That Zest commercial was hilarious. But
it was.
Yeah.
Yes.
But the Ironhead, listen, little doily. I love that. But, Ironhead, I think, was kind of overweight and banged up a lot. And what was the other name you just mentioned besides him? Rodney Pete.
Listen, was a bum.
I think you're probably much better versed in college. The quarterbacks that don't make it in the NFL, USC, Ohio State.
Absolutely. Yep.
I can name. Yes. I can't think of any USC guy who was a standout. I mean, the best of that lot was the mediocre Pat Hayden.
Yes. Yeah. Matt Leiner was terrible. He didn't make it either. Matt Leiner.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's still in. He's got a few floating out there in the backup world. Matt Barkley, of course.
Yes.
No, they just don't cut it. And Sanchez wasn't bad, but you know that butt fumble was a huge joke. That just hangs over his head. I mean, he did get to the playoffs. Don't mind him, but you know, superb quarterbacks coming out of they don't work in the NFL. You know, there's running back and wide receiver there. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'll tell you who else is a team that hasn't had a quarterback in a while that's come out and actually. I mean, I'm talking about set the world on fire. Penn State.
No. Don't
when
we remember
the
days
Penn
of John
State
Huffnagel?
Had a quarterback drafted. I remember Todd Blackledge.
Bomb. He was the only one out of that class I would consider bum, and that was 83.
Absolutely. There, I got a current bum for you, Bud Dupree.
Bud Dupree.
Yeah. Yep. Tennessee's getting ready to take him out to the draft. So you know.
Yeah.
I apologize, guys. That's that emergency broadcast thingy's going off. That's what sounds.
They
like.
Happen. Yeah. And Tennessee. You know, our poor Vrabel, that general manager, blew it, trading AJ Brown.
Yeah.
Because
Tannehill,
even with AJ Brown, again, a mediocre quarterback. Without AJ Brown, it's worse. That's one of those trades. Yeah.
And you know something, Bruce? I argued with my co-host on my Sports Corner show, Smoking Jim Frazier, and I argued with a couple guys here in Pittsburgh that I do TV with and stuff. They went highly on this Malik Willis from Liberty, and he's down there now as a backup quarterback. And then, in fact, he got benched or he got hurt, and they had to put in Josh Dobbs, who was a former Steeler backup that's been everywhere. So, I mean, you know. That's what happened down there in Tennessee.
Yeah, I don't blame Vrabel for this. I mean, Mark's called for his head a couple of times, but I don't blame Vrabel. He's a good coach.
No, not at all. Not at all.
What do you think? Now that you know the Brady era is over, now is Belichick looking so great?
No, not at all.
No.
No, he looks terrible.
Yeah, I mean it's like. He was always a defensive coach anyway, right? So
yeah,
Mac Jones needs to work, or you've wasted another pick. And again, this the pickings right now for quarterbacks out of the draft aren't, you know, unless you find some diamond in the rough, it's maybe two who are considered top notch prospects, and one of them, of course, is from Ohio State.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. They say this is supposed to be one of the better classes of quarterbacks, but we'll find out. They've said that before, Bruce, and you know what's happened. You know, I mean, they overhype these kids and, you know.
Yeah, and what the rumor is the Raiders might take that Kentucky kid, Will Levis or something, Will Levis.
Yeah, yeah.
They backed themselves into a corner. Carr is not that bad a quarterback. They had the finished in the last 10 in defense every year he was there. He has to throw for a ton of yards. You know, he's got to outscore the other team. Interesting take, because, you know, we're all everybody's a pundit now as to where he may go. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I'm not sure where he's going to go, but I would like to see. I don't think Tampa Bay can afford to pay for him, so he won't go there. I'm trying to think of some of the teams he could go to. Might go to the Jets. I mean, you know,
maybe.
The Jets are looking for an experienced guy because Zach Wilson's a bum. So, I mean, you know, they're looking for a quarterback. I'm trying to think of who else might be looking for a quarterback. There's a bunch of teams. New Orleans Saints, they're looking for a quarterback. They don't have any established starter down there.
You know, here's the deal with Derek Carr. I thought, well, final year, man, stick him with the Niners. But I think he wants a long-term contract. And that's where it's going to stick. You know,
right,
if he wants
a
long-term contract, the Niners aren't going to give him that.
No, not at all. Garoppolo could be gone as well.
Garoppolo,
we don't know what Trey Lance
Garoppolo
is made of yet.
Yeah, well, you're keeping Lance, you're keeping Purdy. Garoppolo, Jets, I can see the connection, Robert Saleh. And Robert Saleh has signed a couple of Niners, like Lake and Tomlinson, I think, was one of them. There was somebody else they got, too, on defense. So I can see Garoppolo going there as well. Depends on what the Jets want to spend. Or I don't think Garoppolo is going to be as demanding of a long-term contract.
Or no, not at all. Not at all.
So
we're up to 233, Bruce. 233 in people listening today. I appreciate everyone listening. Bruce does as well. So there we are, 233.
Any excellent questions from our audience to fire off?
No, not yet, but I'll tell you what, I have a couple more bums here. How about the second term of Johnny Majors at Pitt?
Ooh.
When he coached to Tennessee, and then he went to Pitt
for
the second
term. I remember Johnny Majors.
Yep.
Bud Wilkinson.
He lost to Ohio State 72-0 at home.
Wow, that's Sammy Baugh. That's Sammy Baugh era numbers.
I'll tell you who's a bum, and you might not like it, but I'm going to tell you who's a bum. Antonio Brown.
Off-field issues. I mean, people kill their careers like that. You have all the talent in the world, and they do something stupid, or continually do something stupid. They're going to have a ring. You're going to remember that, and then you're going to remember, what the hell was he thinking everywhere he went?
Absolutely.
I don't understand. I don't understand that Alabama kid going and buying a gun and giving it to his buddy so he shoots some girl.
Hey, I got one for you that you might agree or disagree with me on, Trent Green.
Tough one. Popped his ankle at the wrong time. Well, because he was about to start for the greatest show on turf, and that's when Kurt Warner took over.
Yes, exactly. Yep. But
he was
in Kansas City, too.
Yep. Well, honestly, my Kurt Warner story is when that happened and the Rams were playing the first game of the season, Kurt Warner bet a ton of money on the other team. And he lit me up. He killed me. And I can say this, great quarterback.
Yeah, Kurt Warner was. Great quarterback.
And he did his job in Arizona, too. I begrudgingly give him – not begrudgingly, but begrudgingly because he took my money. But great quarterback. But now you could say, you know, after he left Arizona and you had the Drew Stantons of the world quarterback, and you got to think Larry Fitzgerald going, oh, my God, no, not again.
Right. I got one for you. Ken Whisenhunt.
Ken Whisenhunt, tight end, Atlanta Falcons head coach of that.
He was good in Arizona.
Team.
Yeah, he was good in Arizona.
He
went to the Super Bowl, but after that, he was terrible. It was the head coach at Tennessee. He was bad. Offensive coordinator down in with the Chargers. Horrible, horrible offensive coordinator there. So. And now he's the assistant to the assistant at the movie theater down in Alabama.
Now the mighty have fallen.
Oh, yeah.
Dennis Erickson.
Yeah, we talked about him 2 weeks ago. Yeah, Dennis Erickson. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, the guys hang around.
I'll tell you who else wasn't a real good head coach. Pretty good assistant under the Dungy tree, Herm Edwards.
I don't mind him. I didn't mind him.
Yeah,
he did his best.
Yeah, yeah, he did what he could as that.
He did a few things. I was a couple of times where he got fired, and I was kind of shocked. And that's what I don't. Go ahead.
He got caught up in that Arizona State mess.
Yeah, and I'm one of these guys. Like I say, I don't like the idea of firing a first year head coach. I think that's wrong. I don't like it with Steve Wilks. Wilks is going to get a job because he's going to be defensive coordinator for the Niners. And their defense is so good that every other team is getting their defensive coordinators, and most of them are minorities, so the Niners are getting draft picks out of it. So Wilks will be there. He'll do a good job. He's got a great defense to work with, and he'll get a job, and he deserves a job. I didn't like him getting fired in Arizona. I don't think he's gotten a fair shake in Carolina. And the idea that, you know, some of these interim coaches should have gotten a chance. It's like there's idiot Mark Davis letting Passaccia go. He wouldn't have had to pay him that kind of money that Josh McDaniels is getting.
Oh,
and he got
absolutely.
Him to the playoffs after the Gruden crisis.
Yep, and I call Josh McDaniels Josh McDumbo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Gary from Upper Darby, PA, said Bud Wilkinson, NFL coach, external bum.
I remember him, St. Louis Cardinals, Oklahoma Sooners championship coach. Yeah,
except
Wilkinson with the Cardinals.
Except for 1 year, I got a USC guy, except for 1 year that they actually went to the playoffs, John McKay, Tampa Bay.
Yeah, yeah. That's a tough call. He made the playoffs a few times, just didn't have quite enough. And I would not want to be a quarterback for the Tampa Bay team this year. You don't have
no
running game. You got Mike Evans.
No, no.
There's a few parts, but I think that's a team in transition. If I'm Carr, I'm not going there.
Yeah,
I don't think Carr's going to go there.
They don't have the money, Bruce. They're so bad off because of Brady. They're so bad off on the salary cap, Bruce. I don't think they can even pay the janitor there. That's how bad it is, you know?
Wow.
So, I mean, it's bad, Donna.
The defense is aging there.
Yes. Yeah, Bruce, check your email or your text is there. There's some more questions from some people on your phone.
Okay. I'll do so, although we're getting close to running out of time here. We've got 3 minutes to go.
Yeah, we only have about 5 minutes or 3 minutes. 2:45 listening today. 2:45. So that's great.
Yeah. So what do you honestly, do you think Sean Payton is going to get the Broncos going?
I think he will, but it's going to take a couple years. I don't think it's going to be instant success. I mean, because they need some help up there, and it's not just coaching help. They need some player help too. You know, quarterback's only as good as his supporting cast. It's like an actor. If you don't have a good supporting cast, forget it.
They have what I would call shorter receivers, you know. Cortland Sutton, good but not spectacular. Running back.
Yeah, I mean,
back.
Any final comments, Bruce, because we only got 1 minute left.
All right, well, I'm not going to vent just yet. I'd like to do it when we have more time. And it's always a pleasure working with you, Ralph. Please go
ahead
and give
Bruce.
Them that information.
Likewise. Thanks. All right. I'm going to give you my information, and that is RalphWilliams737@gmail.com. And I'm on Facebook, Twitter. I'm on Twitch. I'm also on Wimkin and LinkedIn. And you can catch all my archive shows on YouTube and my YouTube channel as well. So make sure you go on there. Several shows, wrestling, sports talk, general talk. I got several shows on there. So,
all right. And go ahead. Sorry.
So I want to thank everybody for listening to the show. And I also want to say everyone have a safe and great day. Go ahead, Bruce.
Okay, and I can be reached at holyroller91978@gmail.com. Don't forget the significance in sports with that date. And I can be on Facebook. And Ralph, as always, I welcome you to the show. And folks out there, when it gets a little expanded and things are a lot more together, we look forward to working with you because we work well with each other. I'm very pleased with the situation. You all have a nice day.